If you are trusting Jesus, you are a saint of God. You are a saint right now, not because you have attained it by works, but because He has established it by grace. I invite you to join me in a review of one of the most inspiring books in the Christian Scriptures. I refer to the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Ephesians. Composed of only 6 chapters of 165 verses, it is a brief book, and yet no other book presents the doctrine of the church as beautifully as it is set forth here. A key verse to the epistle is the 22nd verse of the 2nd chapter, which reads, "You also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." The epistle to the Ephesians was written by Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. It is not necessary for us to go beyond the epistle itself to certify the author, for chapter 1, verse 1 begins, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God." His name occurs again in chapter 3, verse 1, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles." Beside those personal names, the doctrine agrees with Paul's other writings, and the style of writing is evidently Pauline. So here was a man so opposed to the Christian way that he persecuted to prison and to death those who believed in Jesus. Yet he was converted when Jesus appeared to him in a vision and became a fervent follower of the Christ. He wrote by direct revelation, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. What he has written in this epistle is worthy our attention. Who received this epistle in its original address? Our text says, "To the saints which are at Ephesus." One ancient collection of Paul's epistles has this epistle addressed to the Laodiceans instead of to the Ephesians. Many of the old and reliable manuscripts do not have the definitive place in Ephesus in the text. So some scholars believe that the letter was addressed to the church in Ephesus originally, but it really was a circular letter to be circulated among the churches, so the designation was left blank that each church may put its own name there. Since the church at Ephesus received it and preserved it, we accept the testimony of the old tradition that the title correctly reflects its recipients, the saints which are at Ephesus. The epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Ephesians was written while he was a prisoner in Rome, Italy. The date of the writing was about A.D. 62. The epistle to the Ephesians falls into 2 natural divisions. Chapters 1 through 3 are doctrinal. They deal with the great foundation principles of our faith, particularly the doctrine of the unity of mankind in Christ and the purpose of God for the world through the church. Chapters 4 through 6 are practical. They discuss the demands of Christian living in a hostile society. So our discussion is designed to follow those natural divisions. We will first consider the doctrines we believe, and secondly, we will view the practices we follow. Consider these words from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Beautiful, isn't it? I call your particular attention to what Paul called those believers in Ephesus. Saints, faithful in Christ Jesus. Now such a salutation raises the issue of sainthood as it applies to Christians. So let us ask and see a biblical answer to several questions concerning the saints of God. First, who are the saints? In the Old Testament, the saints were the covenant people of God. In the New Testament, they are those who are in the covenant of grace. Now, nowhere in the Bible is saints a term indicating superior holiness of one believer over another believer. On the contrary, saints is the common designation for all of those who trust Jesus Christ. They are saints because they have been sanctified by personal faith in Jesus. He has been made sanctification for them. Sainthood is not an elevated status toward which a Christian strives, but a state into which he is placed by grace. The Christian starts out his spiritual life as a saint of God. The saved person is a saint. He does not become a saint sometime after his conversion. So saint is the same as Christian or believer in the New Testament vocabulary. Second, what makes one a saint? One becomes a saint by the act of God's grace in making the repentant and believing sinner a new child through faith in Jesus Christ. The emphasis on saint in the Bible is on relation with God. To be in Christ is to be sanctified by having received the divine nature. And that makes one a saint of God. So guard against any idea that New Testament sainthood was in any way the result of personal attainment by human effort. No, it comes solely by our union with Jesus Christ who lives his life in us. A third question. How is the term saint used in the New Testament? The term is not used ordinarily to refer to individuals, but to the whole company of the saved. The word occurs 62 times in the New Testament, and only in Philippians 4:21 does it refer to individual persons. So you find saints, not saint, in the New Testament vocabulary. The term is never used as a proper noun or a title for a person. You do not find one reference to Saint Paul, Saint Peter, or to any other. The common New Testament term for Christian believer is brother and sister. In a group, the believers were called disciples in the Gospels and saints in the Epistles. So the term is used in the New Testament to refer to Christians while they are alive on earth, not commonly to those who have died. There are two references to Jesus' return with his saints, but those are the only occasions when dead believers are called saints. It is a term for the living. The term gives no basis for the belief that someone of superior holiness called a saint can make intercession for us after our death. There is no example of such intercession in the Bible, and the clear statement of Holy Scripture teaches we are to pray for the living saints, but never to nor for the dead saints. Apply this truth to yourself personally. If you are trusting Jesus, you are a saint of God. You are a saint right now, not because you have attained it by works, but because he has established it by grace. Be what you have become. Since you are a saint, live like a saint in this present world. That is your spiritual birthright. You are a saint because you are trusting Jesus, and every other person who trusts him is a saint of God also. Father, we stand amazed at this great truth, that we who were sinners and aliens could now be saints of God and children of God and heirs of God. Oh, how we thank you for Jesus Christ who makes it so. Now grant that someone who is outside of Christ this moment may now turn in humble faith and repentance from sin and trust you and become a saint of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.